is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Monday, August the 10th. As we come off a weekend of Phillies baseball that started with so much promise and certainly didn't end up delivering on it. We'll dive into it all as the Phillies lose 2 of 3 over the weekend to the Braves after taking the last 2 of 3 of the Yankees series, losing that first game 2 of 4 totally versus the Yankees. Winning Friday night 5-0. We'll get into it. Arrieta was who I definitely did not think that at any point this season I would be starting a show on a Monday saying, well, the best thing that happened this weekend was Jake Arrieta. But guess what? That's absolutely what the case is. But we'll dive into it all. Then yesterday in the doubleheader, rained out on Friday. I should have said the weekend started with a rain out because it did. But then the doubleheader scheduled for yesterday, Sunday, and just a bummer of the day. The Phillies lose by a combined score of 13-2, 5-2 in the first one, 8-0 in the second one. And Spencer Howard's debut, no less, which certainly can't blame Howard for all that. But Howard, had some struggles, but also looked dominant at times. We'll dive into it all as, I think it was kind of a particular bummer of a weekend because Saturday's game, Arrieta, and the way they win that, and then to just fold on Sunday and for the offense, which had really been on a decent little run through the end of the Yankees series and into that first game of the Braves series, just went completely dormant. Again, only scoring 2 runs yesterday in 2 games. Just unable to string anything together. It was a very, very frustrating day. Let's dive into it all game by game, and then we'll look at some more macro things as the Phillies now sitting at 4-6 on the season. Saturday's game, Jake Arrieta is, as I said, absolutely the story of that one. As Arrieta was just fantastic. Really, truly, the best Jake Arrieta we've seen since his first season here. And at that, only a start or two. You know, I remember his first season here, he had that start against Pittsburgh where I think he pitched 7 shutout and was just awesome, like vintage Arrieta. The ball was dancing. It looked like Jake Arrieta of old. And then the start in Boston I thought was a pretty good one too. But that start on Saturday was right there against a really good Braves lineup, which we would see. We would learn firsthand on Sunday. I thought Arrieta was great. He goes 6 innings, allows only 3 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, which was nice to see. And only took him 89 pitches to get through those 6 innings, having the lead. Girardi felt prudent to pull him, and I'm fine with that decision as well. He gets the win going 6. The bullpen, for the only time this weekend, we can say, did a nice job allowing 2/3. Jose Alvarez goes 2/3 of an inning, Tommy Hunter an inning and a third, and looked good. And Deo Luis Guerrera, who pitched a clean inning there, Deo Luis Guerrera. It was not as great on Sunday for him. We'll get to that. But, again, it was a nice game. The Phillies got up early. J.T. Realmuto, a home run in the 4th inning. And then Jay Bruce followed it up a few batters later with a 3-run shot to make it 4-0. And then Aditi Gurriel's single would add another run in the 8th, making it 5-0. That was the ultimate final score. But the bats were going a little bit. You know, 8 hits throughout. Harper had a couple hits. Realmuto a hit. Didi had it, couple hits. Jay Bruce, a couple hits, including the homer. So the offense was going a little bit, and you felt pretty confident coming out of this game. First and foremost, I think, even though Sunday didn't go the way we wanted it to, you can at least feel not just the fact they won Saturday's game is something you can take with you, but also the fact that Jake Arrieta was awesome. You know, that is something that, look, through 2 starts, I think Arrieta's looked pretty good. You know, he struggled at first in New York and then settled in, and we saw some really nice stuff from him against a New York lineup that's very good. And then, you know, he looked great on Saturday, just absolutely awesome, and against, again, a good Braves lineup. So even though this weekend, which we'll get to in a sec, I think on the whole is quite a bummer, Jake Arrieta is the one really good thing that we could take out of it. And if he's going to be this guy, and even if he's not going to be as good as he was on Saturday, which, again, if you didn't see the game, he was fantastic. You know, this is not a got lucky type of thing. Whereas we'll talk about Vince Velasquez, who, you know, wasn't bad, but also wasn't great. And, it, you know, kind of was lucky to only go four innings, give up one run. Arrieta was six innings shutout strong. You know, he was dealing. And that's a hopeful thing for this team. That's something where, I mean, if they can get something out of Arrieta, that's unexpected. You know, that's adding to something that you weren't expecting. And for the most part, you know, the starting pitching has been pretty good for this team so far. You know, Nola, we know, has had that great start. Wheeler's been pretty good through two starts. Eflin looked pretty good in his start. Arrieta's been pretty damn good, you know. So it hasn't been the starting pitching that's been a problem. It's been obviously the bullpen. And luckily, the bullpen was fine on Saturday, unfortunately. Then Sunday rolled around, and there were two games to play, and the bullpen certainly got involved. And look, I think, you know, it's fair to rip on the bullpen, as they were terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And they deserve to get ripped for it, as we know. You know, this has been a pretty consistent theme, and we'll talk about Joe Girardi's role in all of this in a bit. But also, I think, you know, look, the lineup deserves to get ripped for Sunday too. Though, you know, the lineup has been pretty solid the games prior. It's really, you know, I'm not saying the lineup's as big a problem as the bullpen, but it's also frustrating when you only score two runs in a doubleheader, particularly losing 5-2 in a game where the guy you're going up against, it's his first major league start, and he's not like a guy who had amazing numbers in the minors either, a hittable guy, Hector Noah. And they couldn't get anything going. First game, 5-2, they lose. Like I said, the offense just unable to get anything going. They get both of their runs on Andrew McCutchen, non-hits. Fielder's choice scored a run, and a sac fly scored a run. But it was too much from the Braves. The Braves easily win it 5-2 in the first game of the doubleheader. And again, the offense just couldn't get going. Only three hits. Three hits the entire game. Andrew McCutchen had a hit along with his two RBIs on the sac fly and the fielder's choice. McCutchen actually, you know, if you're looking for a somewhat of a more brighter spot from the weekend, it's not like he's locked in yet, but I think he looks pretty good compared to where we thought he was. You know, he doesn't look, you know, it feels like his timing's starting to come back. He's hitting some balls pretty hard. So I'm more hopeful on McCutchen than I was before. So that's good news. But Hoskins, another 0-2. I know he walked twice, but 0-2. Harper over 3, Gregorius over 3, and also there was, I disagreed with Girardi a few points this week, and we'll get to that, but ultimately 5-2, Velasquez, so Velasquez goes 4 innings, allows 3 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, and it's one of those starts where, and the one run was actually let in by De Luis Guerra, allowing a home run that allowed the run to score, runner that Velasquez came out for the top of the fifth. And I actually didn't think Girardi should have brought him back out at that spot. You know, he had kind of finished strong after the fourth and not given up a run. It was at 70-something pitches. It was like, you know what, let's cut it here. And look, ultimately the bullpen would have blown it anyway, as we learned. But I still wouldn't have brought Velasquez out to face that batter. Ultimately, Girardi did. Here's the thing I don't understand. I'm like, why does he keep going to Guerra in big spots? We saw it in New York, that 3-1 game, and Guerra gave up that home run to Gio Urshela. We see it again yesterday when Velasquez leaves, and you know, Velasquez gives up the single, and then Guerra promptly gives up a home run, and then, you know, just kind of melts down a little bit. You know, it was ultimately led them, because then after Guerra, Adam Morgan comes in, and Morgan is awful. Adam Morgan could barely get an out. He did get one out eventually, but gave up another home run as well. He gave up a double, a bases-clearing double, bases-loaded double to Adam Duvall. And that was all she wrote. That was all it took. The thing with Velasquez, regardless of the fact that Girardi brought him out, he could have had 4 innings, no runs. He had 4 innings, 1 run because of that. But regardless, it was one of those things where, you know, he wasn't horrendous. He just didn't – his stuff didn't look – as good as it was playing, you know, like he was getting swings and misses. The 6 strikeouts were something, but it just didn't look like it had the same zip. It almost felt like there was some luck to it. I don't know. It just felt different. His fastball was not topping out as high as it was in the first start by a couple miles per hour, which is significant. So I don't know. But again, for Velasquez, it wasn't a horrendous start. You know, he was better. It's just, God, is he brutal to watch. He is so brutal. He pitches so slow. I mean, that first game of the doubleheader, I wondered if it might be the longest seven inning, you know, since we haven't had that many seven inning doubleheaders, right? There aren't that many in the history books. I think it could be the longest seven inning doubleheader game that was only seven innings, you know, not an extra inning game or whatever. Cause that was incredibly long for a seven inning game. I was like, oh yeah, it's seven innings. It'll go quicker. It didn't. It took forever. And Vincent Velasquez was a major reason for that. Again, like a 5-2 game shouldn't take that long. It did. It took forever. And it was just like prolonging our pain and sadness. So enough, Vinny. Pitch quicker. But again, Velasquez got, you know, again, his stuff seemed to play better than it looked like it did. But ultimately, it wasn't enough. And the Phillies fall to the Braves. Then game two, which, you know, you come out and you say, all right, you gotta win this one. This is an important one after losing game one, trying to take, you know, kind of get that momentum back. And you have Spencer freaking Howard on the hill making his major league debut. It certainly did not go that way. 8-0 as no one brought it. Look, Spencer Howard was actually, I think it was a fine debut for Spencer Howard. He goes 4 2/3. He allowed 7 hits, 4 earned runs, though left with 3. Then, of course, the bullpen allowed Trevor Kelly was awful. Allowed 3 of his own and the Spencer Howard run of scores. Howard, 4 2/3, 4 strikeouts and a walk. Gave up a couple home runs, which hurt him. The Freddie Freeman opposite field shot was a particular killer early on. Then Acuna just monster opposite field home run. Just murdered a baseball the opposite field. And then Acuna later would hit another opposite field shot. Of course, Acuna has been struggling all season long. Big yesterday to finally bust out for the season. Thanks, pal. It's good stuff. I'm sure he'll do something to them tonight too, right? One more game in the series. So this is incredibly frustrating. But again, Howard was fine. He wasn't great, you know, but at times you saw the dominance. It just felt like nerves. It felt like, hey, this is this kid's first major league start. He started off a little rough. A couple base runners, was able to get out of it, was dominant in the second inning. And then, you know, he showed those spurts of dominance. He showed that he has that in him, that he can be a outstanding pitcher in this league. And I'm excited to see his next start and moving forward. But ultimately, you know, what was a close game, the bullpen comes in and just fritters it away. Again, Trevor Kelly was awful, pitches an inning, gives up 3 runs, all earned, and really the 4th that was credited to Howard. 4 hits in an inning he allows, just brutal. And then Austin Davis comes in and, you know, pitches an inning and a third and miraculously only gives up 1 run in an inning of a third. As Austin Davis is awful. Austin Davis does not belong on a major league roster. Much less the Phillies roster, but really any roster. And that was all she wrote. And I think in this one, you really have to point to the offense as well, even more so, as the offense a zero spot. Look, Max Fried's a really good pitcher. The Braves lefty went up against him. And I think one thing we can safely say through these games is that the Braves have a bullpen and the Phillies absolutely do not. And that is the reason the Braves are 11-6 and the Phillies are 4-6. The Phillies would have to win 7 straight games to be as good as the Braves. Not ideal, right? I mean, the Phillies are 4-6 and the Braves are 11-6. So, terrific. Terrific. But the offense just doesn't show up. Again, 3 hits in game 1, 4 hits in game 2. Hoskins, a couple hits, goes 2-for-2. Got hit by a pitch. You know, he shaved his mustache. Maybe that's why. Who knows? Look, I have very little faith in Rhys Hoskins right now. I just, you know, I'm not there. He has been a massive disappointment. Not really. I expected him to not be very good. But this is another really frustrating game, especially after offensively just completely no-showing in game one of the series, of the doubleheader, I should say. That made the second one particularly frustrating. Even though Max Fried, again, is a really good pitcher, you would have liked to see them jump on Hector Noah in the first game, but You know, look, Spencer Howard making his major league debut. You would have liked to see that lineup back him up a little bit, right? You know, do something. And they were just inept. And I think that's the thing with this Phillies offense. They certainly can have some highs. As we've seen again over the last few weeks, they had some really good numbers. I think they still have the least strikeouts in all of baseball. I mean, Harper is having a really good year numbers-wise. Realmuto is having a really good year number-wise. The problem is they've got a few guys in the lineup who are just a mess right now. Like Scott Kingery, it's tough to say he should be in the lineup right now. Reese Hoskins, look, Reese has been better than Kingery. You know, at least Reese walks and gets on base. Kingery is lost and shouldn't be in the lineup. Segura has been horrendous. I didn't understand why. I know it's a lefty, but Girardi batted him fifth in the lineup in game two. I mean, I wouldn't even have him in the lineup. Like, put Gosselin in the lineup instead of Segura at this point. I mean, Segura's been rough. It's really just been an offense that's been carried by Harper, Realmuto, and then some also-ran guy, the guys who are not expected to carry it. I mean, Jay Bruce has been pretty good. Gosselin, when given the chance, he never plays, has been great. Adam Haseley, though he plays, they won't let him face left-handed pitching. So it's one of those things where it feels like while they've had some good games, the offense as a whole just isn't clicking, and there are some big holes in that offense. And also, it's just not a very consistent offense and not a very consistent lineup. It seems to be a lineup that, you know, we'll have a couple big innings or a couple big games here and there, and then find a way to disappear for stretches. And when you're playing the Braves at home in a doubleheader, especially Spencer Howard's debut, it's not a good spot to disappear. And they totally disappeared in a big spot. You know, again, as this season, while it is still in a way young, it is also a sixth over. Phillies play 10 games now. We don't even know if they're going to get to 60. But if they somehow make it to 60, which is going to be a slog to the end here, if they somehow make it to 60 games, then we're already still a sixth of the way through the season. And they're 4-6. And they haven't really played with any urgency. I mean, going to De Luis Guerra all the time in big spots. And I know that the bullpen's bad. And seeing guys like Morgan struggle hurts too, because that's the guys you're supposed to be able to trust at least somewhat. But I mean, they got to figure something else out then. Like, you know, call up some of the young kids. Connor Brogdon, Garrett Clevenger, you know, any of these guys. Damon Jones. Like, whoever's ready from that taxi squad. Like, what are we doing? Why is Austin Davis on a major league roster? Why? He's terrible. He's bad. Trevor Kelly is bad. Deolis Guerra. There's a reason, and look, it's a great story, but there's a reason that he has played like hundreds of minor league games, hundreds and hundreds. I mean, he's been in the minors for years. He's only had like 74, 75 appearances in the majors, and he's 31 years old. He's kicked around for 15 years or something. Like, it's taken him a long time to get there, and that's a great story, but come on, man. Like, you can't tell me that that's the guy you need to go to in spots where it's a 3-1 game and you need to keep it close. Why? Why? We got to do better. There has to be someone better. It's bad. And I can't excuse Girardi's role in this, because I get it. I don't blame Girardi that much, because ultimately the bullpen is awful and Adam Morgan's not getting outs and guys you think you can trust. Tommy Hunter's, you know, sucked it up at times and all that stuff. Like, but still, I think Girardi is also not been very creative in trying to find fixes. I mean, again, going to De Luis Guerra in a big spot is we know that's not going to work. Like, I'd rather, you know, again, they bring up some younger guys or go to Jose Alvarez there or, you know, whatever you need to do. Like, go to better guys early. The game's over if it gets away from you there. You know, it's about leverage. It's about moments. It's about if you fall behind 6-0 or whatever, then it's over. Like, keep it close while you can. Do what it takes and figure out later. I don't know. I and again, this is way more the fault of a horrendous, horrendous bullpen. But it is frustrating because I feel like Girardi hasn't done a great job with it. And I feel the same way about the way with the lineup. I think there have been a lot of questionable lineup decisions from Girardi. I have not been enamored with that. You know, I don't know why Gosselin isn't in the lineup more. I don't know why he didn't pinch hit in the first game when it was 5-2, runners at first and second, and Didi Gregorius is coming up with Will Smith on the mound. Like, why is Phil Gosselin not in the game at that point? Even Realmuto, who did pinch hit later, but like not in as high leverage a spot. Like, what are we doing? Will Smith had to face another batter. He's a lefty, and you got Didi coming up there. Like, that's a bad game decision. I don't get it. I don't get it. I think Girardi has done a so-so job so far from the game perspective. You know, I think there's a lot of stuff that he's going to be great at that we're not seeing and all that type of stuff. And look, I think I'm not saying he's been a disaster or he's the reason they're 4-6, but I will say I don't think he's done an amazing job so far. And I think with the lineup and bullpen, we see some of those decisions. Also, why not just bring Alec Boehm up at this point? I mean, Alec Boehm is a better hitter. I would, in my opinion, I believe Alec Boehm can step in right now and be a better hitter than like five guys in the lineup. Certainly Rhys Hoskins, Scott Kingery, and obviously that's a positional thing, but you could move Segura to second and play Boehm at third. You could, and again, you could always get him in line with the DH. He's a better hitter than Segura right now. He's a better, I mean, there's so many guys in the lineup that he's just way better than right now. I mean, Kingery particularly, like, they need some offense. They need guys who can hit. Alec Boehm can hit. All right, big one tonight is you can't lose 3 in a row of the Braves. You can't. And you're down 4-7. That would be bad. It would not be ideal. Luckily, Aaron Nola's on the hill, which is a good thing. Obviously, coming off that 6-inning, 12-strikeout start, they're going to need something from him tonight. It's a 9-inning game, sadly. So, you know, they can hopefully get 6 or 7 from Nolan and figure it out. So they obviously need the bullpen to not be a disaster, which, again, I know that's asking for a lot. So, but you got Nola going up against Sean Newcomb, who's been very mortal lately. And they need to get it done. You know, they need to score some runs. They need to bag Nola up. They've done such a horrendous job at bagging Nola up when he's on the hill. They have to. This is a big game. Early in the season, whatever, this is not a long season. This is an important game. They need to act like it. They need to play like it. They got 3 with the Orioles and 3 with the Mets coming up after that. Those are all winnable games. Take this Braves game and head into that, right? I mean, this feels like a big spot, you know, a leverage point in the season, so to speak, where the Phillies can really kind of shift their fortunes one way or the other with a win over the Braves here. You know, again, it's not, you want a win series, but if they can go back-to-back against the Yankees and Braves, two of the better teams in baseball, and take 2 of 4 from each of those teams, it's something you can build on. It's something you can build on. You're facing worse teams coming up here. I think it's a really big game from a morale standpoint, from a standing standpoint, from a way the season is shaking out standpoint. I think it's a big one. So do it, Aaron. And please score some runs for Nola for the first time in what seems like forever, Philadelphia Phillies. We need it. Either way, we'll be back to talk about it tomorrow, and we'll you know, hopefully not be as down about it as we are today. It's a big one. 6:05 start down at Citizens Bank Park, and both the Mets and Orioles series are in Philly too. So we got a long homestand here that we're in the middle of, and it's going to keep going. So I think a win against the Braves tonight would really go a long way against heading into those two series with winnable series there. So. Again, either way, we'll be back to talk about it tomorrow. So until then, everyone stay healthy. And thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Day right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.